For years, they've been putting people in hospital and even claimed lives. But from tomorrow, new psychoactive substances, or as we know them, legal highs, will be banned.
A couple of my friends had bad experiences. One of them ended up in hospital. He said he had an out-of-body experience smoking the legal highs. According to him, he died on the spot.
These substances, sold as research chemicals or incense, have been readily available on the UK market, in high street head shops and online.
Illegal drug dealers will give our young people legal highs and volatile substances free of charge. Not because they like them and they're their friends, it's because they want to get them onto the next level.
Deaths from taking legal highs have tripled over the last 2 years, and now anyone caught making or selling them could face a hefty fine and up to 7 years in prison.
It's very difficult to assess somebody who is being super aggressive or really agitated. We don't know how this drug's going to affect them, and we don't know what it is that they've taken, and neither do they.
Dan Smith is from the North West Ambulance Service.
You know, over the last few years, I've seen untold numbers of people that are very, very seriously unwell, requiring us to support their life, to breathe for them, and unfortunately they end up in intensive care. But actually, at the point of us getting to them, their life is hanging in the balance.
Hi, I'm 18. I was addicted to legal highs, and I just want to explain my story. I was about 14, and it started out with the smoking the legal highs, and then it escalated to the legal sniffs. From that, it became into more pills and MDMA because I was getting bored of the same high from the legal highs from doing it constantly. It was just the boredom of the same high all the time from all the same drugs, and it escalated rather quickly into smoking crack, doing meth, and it just put me in a really bad place. It all just revolved around doing the legal highs.
Hi, I'm 18 and I've tried legal highs. It was Pandora's Box, Spice. I'd seen it on the telly, but it didn't really matter. My mate had it, so we done it all together. You put it in like a rollie or something and smoke it. It makes your heart race, and then that's it really. But after it, when you're coming down off it, it makes you feel sick and tired. And all you want to do is sleep. One of the girls in school was in a nightclub and someone had put a tablet in a drink, and then she took one herself, not knowing there was one in the drink, and died. So put me off anything like that now.
Ali Hodgson is from Evolve, a Wirral charity who helps young people get off legal highs.
I spoke to one young lady who was recovering from heroin addiction, but she'd swapped the heroin for legal highs. And she was spending up to £500 a month, which is a lot of money when they cost, I don't know, between £7 and £10 a bag. And she said to me that each time she takes her legal high, she could feel her body, a part of her body, closing down. And her words were, "I know this is going to be the one that kills me, but I am so addicted, I don't care." One of the bigger worries for me is what something like a legal high or a volatile substance can lead into in the future. It's not just about the here and now, is it? So if you're with your mates and you think it's funny and you're having a laugh and it's, it's just laughing gas, what can that lead to in the future? I believe it's 1 in 20 young people that have taken legal highs have presented themselves at A&E.
Ali says legal highs can tear families apart.
When you're hearing the words, "Oh, it's legal, how can it harm you?" you might be tempted. And just because your friend takes something and has a laugh or gets high doesn't mean that you will. And it doesn't mean that your friend will the next time. If you mess around with this stuff, you're playing Russian roulette or you're dancing in a minefield. That's what you might as well do.